36 of the 138 landowners whose lands were acquired to develop the South Kerry Greenway have been paid to date. Kerry County Council have confirmed that compensation has been agreed with a total of 54 landowners, 40%, and these claims are at various stages of the conveyancing process. 36 have been paid. However, the remaining landowners on the €72 million Greenway have not yet been settled, despite the fact that two sections are now fully open to the public. The IFA in Kerry organised a Greenway meeting last night in Foylemore Community Centre. Chief Executive of the Kerry County Council, Fergal Reedy, told a PAC meeting about the South Kerry Greenway that there was to be... He was there to listen to the concerns of landowners and regroup as a team after the meeting.
I think this is a very important evening in relation to the council listening to the concerns of the landowners and the community, trying to work together to find solutions to these problems and trying to deliver a top-class, world-class greenway that will yield real benefits to the local community across South Kerry and all of Kerry. So it is a very important night. And the commitment from Kerry County Council moving forward from tonight is one, We want to get payments out to landowners, so we want to engage agent to landowner, three people in the room to come to conclusions in terms of the works that are needed to make the claims and to negotiate the claims properly. That's the first. And the second is we'll work locally with the community through the local enterprise office and through our community to make sure that the benefits for the Kerry Greenway are realised, which I think are substantial in terms of jobs that can come to the South Kerry. That's not just jobs and tourism, but we'd also work with, we are also working with Udros, leader companies, Enterprise Ireland, local enterprise office, to try to get more diverse types of jobs into South Kerry as well.
Fergal, you started this evening's meeting talking about you're here to listen. Obviously, the problems with the South Kerry Greenway, they're very well known and it has been fairly fraught. Tell me, what's changing now?
Well, there are key things to change. First of all, that we want to agree accommodation works, that reasonable accommodation works with all the landowners as quickly as possible, so that the landowners are compensated in that regard. Secondly, we want to make sure that the payments can be made. So any farmer with an agreement in place or with a claim, get them into us. And we have case officers working with with those landowners to get things over the line and to understand the details of the issues. Third is that we have now a way forward in terms of agent landowner, three people in the room to hear each other out and to get a resolution to get the greenway developed.
Can I ask you, in terms of the number of landowners, how many of them have been paid to date?
Well, I don't have the figures on me right now. We have targets to pay. There are 139 landowners. They're all at varying stages of payments and claims. I understand about 39 are paid, but we really want to accelerate that and get as many people as possible paid by the end of the year. But it is a two-way thing, so we really want absolutely meaningful engagement on both sides.
So if I'm a landowner, how do I go about getting my payment as soon as possible?
Well, we've assigned a dedicated liaison officer who will know all the cases and where they're at, and case officers for each case. So early engagement, meaningful engagement throughout the process to get the accommodation works and the claims made and the payments made eventually.
In terms of agreeing accommodation works, a lot of people have spoken here tonight about there being difficulties around that. I mean, will it be simpler?
Well, what we have is we've assigned case officers now, and the case officers have deep understandings of how farms operate and also what drives farmers. And I mentioned today that we really do understand that people have been farming the same land probably for decades, if not generations, and that is personal to them. So we want to make sure that the people in the room can absolutely understand the value of that before we come to the reasonable accommodation works and the payments.
there's been a call by several politicians here tonight for a generous payment to farmers because, as you said yourself, this is their land and they're the ones really that are losing out, even though ultimately it's good for the community.
We want to make payments as quickly as possible. There is a gap in Kerry in terms of the sustainable payment, and we would really advocate that that would be made available to the farmers in Kerry as well. So we would strongly support the IFA and our politicians who are making that case locally and nationally.
There has been a change of tone, I think you'd agree with that, in how this is all being approached. I was here at the meeting last year and there was a lot of anger at the time. There seems to be more of a listening ear now. Would that be fair to say?
I think it's always very important to listen. You know, if we're going to do things in partnership, a key element of partnership is listening. And, you know, I believe that that's a method of work that everybody should embrace, whether it's greenways or whatever we're trying to achieve. Engagement with communities and engagement with particular landowners is really critical.
Fergal, the greenway is now estimated it's going to cost about 72 million. It's a lot of money. Do you think, or do you know, that this will be worthwhile in the end?
I'm absolutely convinced of that. We have two reports. One is a cost-benefit study, and it achieves the appropriate ratio, so we can convince the government departments that it's worth investing in and justify that. Secondly, we have an economic report that indicates the number of additional tourists that can come, ranging between 230 and 430,000. And that could, if we work together, deliver in the order of, you know, 300 or 400 additional jobs in the area. It's the equivalent of building one or two factories. So really, we need to work together now on realising those benefits. So the local enterprise office and the community sections will be working with the local communities and businesses to do that.
Could I ask you to recap on the timeline for the development of the greenway? When are you hoping that it will be completed by?
We will see further work completed mid 2027, bring it just to the outskirts of Carrasaveen, and we'd hope to have most of the work completed by mid-29. But then we have additional pieces to consider on how we bring that to Rainard thereafter. We don't have a time frame yet for that.
There was a lot of talk as well tonight about the CPO and its impact on the whole project. What's your own opinion now at this stage? Was it necessary or has it been harmful?
I'd echo what the IFA rep said, and that it's difficult to judge that. You know, we can only move forward. At the time, the council decided, and the councillors decided, it was the right thing to do. There was, in fact, considerable negotiation and engagement with landowners in advance of making that decision, which is only right because you are dealing with property rights. But the conclusion was that that was not going to work at the time. So I would stand over that. And while the CPOs are difficult in their nature, ultimately, if we look in the longer term, people will really see the benefits of a permanent piece of infrastructure put in place that will attract tourists. But also, when you go on the Greenway and what's open at it for the moment, you can see people really enjoying their day out. And that's very valuable in itself.
There was a lot of talk as well about sustainability payments for farmers. What is the situation with that? Are they entitled to it or not?
The South Kerry Greenway was ahead of its time, I suppose, in terms of the assignment of the sustainability payments. But that said, I know the IFA are very keen for it, the council is very keen for it. We would also advocate that that payments would be made available to the South Kerry Greenway landowners, and we'll be supporting our TDs in that regard, who've already said today that they're advocating for that. All three TDs who were here said that, and the elected members who say that, and any other representative organisation. It is helpful, and it is in the code of practice. It's just a matter of timing in terms of, unfortunately, it's a matter of timing in terms of how Kerry is in or out of that.
I suppose the conclusion of the entire meeting from everybody, from the council, from the farmers, from the elected representatives, is everybody wants to see a resolution and this now built and up and running. So I suppose at least that's a very positive thing to come out of it.
It is. I think there's broad consensus that the Greenway will be very beneficial. And, you know, speaking to the IFA in advance of this meeting and speaking to some of the landowners in advance of this meeting, everybody, without fail, said everybody is for the Greenway. So now we all need to put our Kerry jersey on and deliver that Greenway.
That's Fergal Weedy, their CEO of Kerry County Council, speaking to Radio Kerry's Sari Houlihan, who was at that meeting in Foylmore, the IFA-organised meeting into the South Kerry Greenway. We'll have more from other contributors to that meeting. And if you have any views, get in touch with us. We'll take that after we get to these. Yeah, we're continuing to hear now from some of the people who are speaking and at the IFA-organised South Kerry Greenway meeting with council executive members in Foylmore Community Centre last night. Brian Harrington is a solicitor representing many of the landowners, has been involved with many other greenways, including Waterford, Mayo and Donegal.
I'm encouraged by what I hear tonight at the meeting. To date, it hasn't been a very open process. It certainly hasn't been a constructive process, and I hope for the sake of everybody concerned, including the council, that that attitude will have left the room tonight. I really do hope that.
In terms of farmers getting their money, you know, Fergal really made the point that people need to put in their submissions. Are you putting it in behalf of your clients?
I've put in over 30 claims for compensation back in 2023. There's been no agreement. In a number of those, there's been no offer. So we're here trying to do business, trying to engage, trying to agree accommodation, trying to be constructive with the council, and in return for which we're just not getting reciprocating agreement. We're just not. And that's, I can't say whose fault that is, but it's just not happening.
Are you reassured, though, that there is, I suppose, a different approach?
I'm certainly not reassured. Because we were told 2 years ago that there would be engagement. We were told 2 years ago there's a new team on the pitch, and that team was going to engage constructively. But I am hopeful, because if they have come to this meeting tonight, and if they are genuine, and if their real concern are the landowners and the wider community, well, then they will change tack. And if we will know very quickly. We will know in a matter of weeks whether this meeting tonight was wholehearted community landowner concern, or if it was just a PR exercise because the council are under enormous pressure. This has been a disaster for the council, in my opinion.
Yeah, there you go. That's Brian Harrington's view, who is, a solicitor who represents people across the country on different greenways, including Mayo and Waterford and Donegal as well, with his views on the situation. Morgan Lyne is farming near Kell Station. His farm is impacted by the greenway in three locations. He also spoke to Sari Houlihan.
Yeah, there appears to be a change of attitude by the council, all right, definitely. And I suppose over the next few weeks now, we'll see what's going to come out of the meeting, really, and if Kerry County Council are going to engage with landowners as they need to do so. I think it's a positive step to have the meeting, but this is only the first step in a long road ahead of us yet. Some sections are open and there's still a lot of people not paid, so we need to get this over the line. People need to get paid and people need to be treated with a bit of respect.
It's been going on for a long time. You, though, yourself, you would like to see the project come to fruition now at this stage. Despite all the issues, you would like to see it open and the benefits to the wider community.
Well, definitely, yeah. I mean, look, it really kicked off in 2011, but it's 2015 that went for the CPO and 2019 that went for planning, and that was granted in 2022. And in 2022, we were issued with the notice to treat. But it has been a long road from there, really, and there has been little or no progress for a long, long time with the council. It's positive to see a new CEO as well, and we can be in a position where, in the near future, that everybody will be dealt with in a proper manner, with proper accommodation works, and a reasonable payment to mitigate against the problems people are having.
In your own case, Morgan, I mean, have accommodation works started?
Two of my sections are open. Accommodation works haven't been completed fully, but I went with Paul Corrie and Bridget Fitzgerald last Tuesday, and look, they have encouraged me to put in my claim and just to move on and see where we can go from here.
You're relatively happy that things are progressing better than they were maybe this time last year?
Well, definitely. We had a meeting here 12 months ago, really, and after that meeting, I suppose we were expecting maybe a better outcome, a faster outcome for just to get finished, but that didn't really happen. So I know the IFA had some meetings with Kerry County Council, and approximately a month ago the Kerry County Council agreed to come out to the meeting. So look, it's a positive step, but we've a good long road ahead yet.
Yeah, there you go. That is Morgan Lyon talking to Sarah Houlihan about his response to the meeting as a landowner impacted by the Greenway in three different locations. Christy McDonald is farming near Foyle Moor. Christy also spoke to Sarah and said that matters like fencing are as important as payment to farmers.
Well, I hope something positive will come out of it, but it's not now they should be coming out. 3 years ago they should have come out about this and get this job done right. I always said from day one, if they're going to do this job, do it right. I was always in favour of it, but not with the way they carried on for the last 2 years. No, ridiculous.
So, at this stage, are the works done in your yard?
No, they're not. They're only starting now. So they're only starting now, and they have temporary fenced it off and some permanent fencing done. Sheep off the Greenway. That's it. I just can't keep them off it. I've been talking to the lads on the ground that's doing the fence. There's a second crowd there now called Glass. Now, in fairness, they are very decent to talk to and work with, and they are repairing back. It has to be all sorted out because this is going to go on for 12 months or more.
Have you put in for your payment yet?
Yes, I put in for my payment. Going back, my solicitor, Mr. Brian Harrington, put in for the payment about 3 years ago at least, and no word back. I have made no offer, but I got a letter a month ago stating to put in my offer. It wasn't gone through. I had no offer put in. My offer was gone in. It's in record, it's gone in, but it's gone out about 4 years, I suppose, and where did it get mislaid? It's a joke what's going on.
Will you resubmit it?
It's gone in again. We just don't know what's going on.
At this stage, do you want it just to be done and to be sorted out and payments gotten and all the work's done around your house?
Well, I would certainly like to see it done, finished and done with and paid up, but it done right. And every other farmer in the area as well, it done right for them. Because a half a job is no good to this. Because this is going to be here forever, ever more. So in my lifetime, forever we have left, we'd like to have a bit of quiet and peace and not to be chasing cattle and sheep in off the main road. Whereas if there's an accident on the road, which sheep of mine has gone out on the road through the Greenway, I've got onto my insurance company and asked them what would happen if there was a bad accident, somebody got hurt or killed. They said, my animal, my tag number, my problem.
Yeah, there you go. That is the situation with regards to Christy McDonald and his comments to Sarah Houlihan, who was at that IFA organised meeting in Foyle Moor Community Centre last evening. If you have a view on what they had to say in that report coming from Sarah Houlihan, is funded by the news reporting scheme from Commissioon Naman, and our thanks to her for going to that meeting for us.